The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Kelly Bidlin alongside here, too. He's behind the glass. Crack standing by. But first, your tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. JT at Speed to Burn. He says, the OKC 149-106 win was almost as big of a blowout as a 2-0 soccer win, a 2-0 soccer win. Brian M. is excited that me and Zach are oppo to play. Zach chimes in by saying, it's only fair that we split those and we hit on Buskova, which we're on together. Let's see. This is from Ryan Hyatt. Fact. Bill Krakenberger has been installed as a must-listen-to guest on ANG with Gil and Kelly. Yes, Crack coming up here momentarily. That Plinko game that everybody is tweeting about, Bama Sluggers lets me know that is a great size for the studio and that it cost $100, $99.99. Can we afford that, Kelly? $99.99? Nikki Betts 303. Kelly said no in my ear. Have you been to Blackhawk, Colorado? And if so, what has your casino experience been? I know Bill's friend Randy is up there. Underrated spot. Colorado, a great sports betting state. Every app is there. Yes, we are so envious here, believe me. Corbin, and I have not been to Blackhawk, just to be clear. Corbin, morning, guys. Have a decent documentary recommendation. Was curious on your thoughts of the story because you grew up in the D.C. area. It's the, oh, I didn't even know there was a doc on this. He says it's the Gilbert Arenas Crittenden story about the locker room conflict that happened between the two called Shooting Guards. I totally want to watch that. I actually know or met Crittenden's girlfriend. I know her, Mia, so I'm very curious about this documentary. Scott, New York Mets 16. Isn't Jeffrey Mayer the crew chief for Yankees home games? It sure feels like it. That's a great tweet. Jeffrey Mayer, of course, the kid who messed with the ball that was hit in the playoffs in the late 90s when the Orioles were set to beat that Yankee trash team. Sorry, Yankee fans. But they cheated and the ump said, yeah, no, it wasn't interference. What was that? Tony Tarasco in right field on that shot by Jeter. Give me a break. But yeah, it felt like in this Padres series, Jeffrey Mayer was the crew chief. It absolutely did the way that game was going. By the way, if Yankees fans, if you wonder why people can't stand your franchise, it's because of stuff like that, the umpiring. Let's see. Charlie D. USA number one. I agree. It is sad. Regular season is a joke. No pride. Can't fathom a Larry Bird team ever giving up a 20-point lead once, let alone two times in a row in the playoffs at home. Imagine saying that in the 80s. People would laugh and shoo us away. You are so right, Charlie D. You're absolutely right. And you've echoed my point that I've been making all along, which is when it comes to handicapping the regular season is a completely different beast than the playoffs. And I think people who land on the playoffs oftentimes have the benefit of not being skewed by an 82-game regular season. Sam Ginsburg, I do think Pete Rose should have already been in the hall. Not sure it all rises to a presidential pardon, but I've got a chance for a Pete Rose signed ball if I win. Do you think I'd be the only one to have one? He says, yeah, probably not on that. And Brandon Webb, are we sure that Big Kirko, meaning Kirk Cousins, doesn't end up in Pittsburgh since Cleveland never happened? We can't be sure about anything. That's for sure. We got more tweets. We'll read more of them. But ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. What up?
Morning.
How you doing, man?
You know, I told you this voice thing that I had, you know, yes, from apple cider vinegar, which is, you know, just a mistake I made. And it's in the mornings and nights I have that, you know, it's just working it out with anyway. But what I was saying was I was taking shots of apple cider vinegar every night. It helps you go to sleep. It's good for blood sugar. It's good for blood pressure. But I wasn't following it with enough water. And I kind of burnt my esophagus a little bit. So
yes. This is a great PSA. We touched on this last week, but it's worth saying again. Deborah Song, fashion stylist, my girlfriend, she did the same thing. She apple cider vinegar. She got it in her head that it was, you know, or she read something,
sure,
that was a healthy thing. And she did the same thing you did, went too strong with it, and it caused her all kinds of issues. And only after a while did we put two and two together. It's like, oh, it's the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that's what yeah. Medically that was diagnosed. Yeah, it you know.
Where'd you learn that, on TikTok? Where'd you figure?
Yeah, one of the doctors on YouTube.
Which, yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
listen to one of these guys.
We have doctors on Twitter that told you that Aaron Rodgers could have come back from an Achilles injury that season.
Oh, right. Yeah. Who was the, wasn't there a quarterback? No. Oh, it was Eagles, Terrell Owens. He came back from that Achilles, though. It was unbelievable. He played in the Super Bowl like in like a, less than a month.
That wasn't an Achilles. That was a broken leg or something. Well,
it was,
right?
Like, it was like 20 years ago, 25 years
ago.
Yeah. But so I'm nursing that a little bit, but I'm feeling all right. You know, apple cider vinegar. Never mind the 3 pounds of cheesecake. It's just the apple cider vinegar that'll help that, right?
That's right. 3 pounds of cheesecake.
Being funny.
Yeah. How you doing, man? You good? You look good.
Good. No, I feel good. I actually feel good, except for the voice a little bit. Yeah. So listen, last week when I left here, I heard your show on Friday with Fez, and then about how that kid would, because that got, by the way, got a ton of views. Our show last week on which goes up on YouTube. After the show, later in the day, they usually put it up. It got a lot of views, like 25,000 views, because people about this kid with the 800,000.
Yes.
So I learned more about that too.
Okay.
So let's, the look ahead lines they have here. That's like you're betting.
Let's reset it for everybody.
Okay. I don't know if it's actually here they have look ahead lines, but go ahead.
What Bill is referring to, in case you missed the show last week, there's a case that is ongoing. A kid, he's in his 20s. He won in parlays $800,000 from at least a couple casinos, and they are threatening not to pay him. In fact, that is the position the casinos are taking for reasons that they state that there was breaking of house rules, there was a structuring happening, there was circumvention of limits happening. Anyway, that's the case that Bill's referring to. And so
actually, the bets he was making were correlated bets, but big deal. Don't offer them then. Don't have your software take it. So let's say they have the look ahead lines. I know a couple of different companies offer it. Not only Caesars, BetMGM, lots of the sites. Westgate offers. There's a lot of different sites that offer these look ahead weeks. So let's say you're a handicapper, an originator, and you think that the Patriots are going to have a terrible year. And you think the bookmakers are not adjusted enough. The season wins, 4.5. I think they're going to be worse, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to bet against the Patriots. And the way to attack that may be betting those look-ahead lines each week, betting against the Patriots. So because you think you know more, you're going to take against the Patriots week 3, 5, 7, and 9. So you're going to bet laying the points on whoever they're playing against. If those, now you put all of them together.
What's wrong with that?
That's my point is, what's wrong with it? Unless the handicapper is correct, the team is that. But how about if something happens and the team suddenly becomes better?
Of course.
Anything can happen. It could be a giant trade.
It's just an opinion.
Yes.
He doesn't know anything.
Well, that what do you think that everything that we get thrown out of sports books for, just opinions?
Yeah.
That's our opinion's better than theirs because they don't hire people to originate lines. They want to copy lines off of Chris, Circa, or Pinnacle. And that is just the industry in itself.
You said something in there that shouldn't be glossed over. You said, if your software takes it, don't blame us.
Right.
Our buddy Todd Wishnev, and I won't get the details of this right, but years ago at the Westgate, he was making some kind of bet. It had to do with the total and the home team. I can't remember what it was, but it was some kind of bet that the software accepted. This is when apps first started. I have no idea if the Westgate still allows us on the software, but it was available on the app. He made the bet and then he was scolded by them, right? He was told, don't do that again. And Todd was very much, he's like, I didn't know you. I mean, it took it, right?
Right.
Don't get mad at me.
Right.
But it's the same concept, right?
If you remember years ago, I was in Bally's in Atlantic City and at the kiosk betting, and that was FanDuel took over Bally's. They were, matter of fact, unbelievable. FanDuel closed their retail operations in Atlantic City. That's how much they want people on the app. And most of the sites do, but New Jersey really is big on that. Like 85% of the people that are betting on apps. So I'm betting at the kiosk. And I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just betting at the kiosk. I'm not even circumventing anything. I'm betting different things. And this 25-year-old punk supervisor, which I'm sure he's sweeping floors now for a living, because he was just his attitude. He comes out like he's John Gotti and says, yo, you can't be betting at the kiosk more than 3,000 total. Meanwhile, I only bet 1,800. I was at $1,800. I was like, yo, calm down. I was like, I bet $1,800. He goes, well, if you put another bet in there, I'm canceling all your bets. I said, what are you talking about? I only bet $1,800. I didn't even go nowhere near the 3,000 mark.
Yeah.
But even the 3,000 mark, that's amazing that they would do that. But, you know,
we have a mutual friend. I won't say his name because I don't know that he'd want me to say it. But he was, I think maybe this will jog your memory. He was at some kiosk in, it was either like Massachusetts or like it was a northeastern state that we don't really talk about as much with sports betting. It might not have been Massachusetts. It might have even been a smaller state up there. But he said that the same sort of thing. He was betting at the kiosk and someone from behind the counter dead sprint to him, like aggressively.
That's what this kid
getting
did.
Him off the kiosk.
That's what
yeah.
this kid. I have like body parts that weigh more than this guy. He comes out and like runs to me and like running after me. You know what happened? Someone tells these kids and these younger, the people that just broke in the business, it's a brand new industry at the time. So they just came to the, you know, to Atlantic City. Someone tells them from above, got to watch these guys at the kiosk. They're doing things illegal. So this kid thinks he's policing something that's illegal.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not illegal. Second of all, I didn't even approach that number, but that's what they do. They
back off, kid, is what you want. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know.
But it gets you really mad.
It got me real mad.
Yeah.
I said, go ahead. I dare you. I cursed them dead.
Yeah.
I usually don't do that, but you don't come at me like that, you know? And yeah, he threatened me. He threatened to stop.
It's all one way.
He said,
traffic,
I'll cancel
man.
All your bets. I said, please do it. Go ahead. I want you to do it.
That's the infuriating part. It's all one way traffic. Like, we'll take as much as we want if we have the advantage. But God forbid you have an advantage in anything. God forbid. More with the Crackman. Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I love reading this promo because I cannot get behind it enough. All in summer package at Circa. Ultimate getaway package, just $400, all in. You'll get a two-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim, where the party don't stop. All for just $400. $400, that's it. Resort fees and taxes included, not an add-on. It's all in the $400 package. Limited time offer. Valid for stays between May 26th and September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com. How about that?
Listen, someone just said it to me too. Oh, Kelly, it's Kelly. Kelly talking about some different things. The tip of the cap to stations for posting their tennis quarters and golf placement markets.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell you something.
And Stations has great prices on those, too.
I also will tip my cap. Oh, it's really tough to tip it towards Stations after what they did to me in the sports book. But I want to tell you, though, I have to tip my cap for their food deals. So they have some really good food deals going right now. And, you know, it's the hamburger deal. They got a cheeseburger special. It's $5.99, a quarter-pound burger, and it comes with fries and everything. It's 24 hours a day. In their Lucky Penny, the Brass Forks, the Game Ons, and so forth. They have some unbelievable food deals going at nighttime. Pancakes, $4, $3.99. Steak and eggs, $9.99. Biscuits and gravy, $5. I mean, but quality stuff.
You will never go hungry in this town.
No.
No.
Deuces Wild, 2 eggs, bacon, hash browns, toast, $5. I mean, all right, I'm done. I just wanted to give you guys...
And a complimentary angioplasty after all of it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But it's just, it's actually good to talk about the good things, too, because I don't want to hear, oh, you're always being so negative. I can go on and on about that. Like, the Circa deal is a great deal. That $200 a night comes with that stuff. The rooftop fireworks down here next door at the Plaza. Is it the Plaza? Yeah, I think it's the Plaza. Every Friday night, 9:15, May through September.
You know who has a childish love for fireworks? Steve Fezzik.
Oh. I hate them, actually, because they're bad for dogs and everything.
Oh, he loves fireworks. He's sending us pictures of fireworks. I'm like, Steve, I'm not 8.
He goes up to this club. What's the club up here called?
Legacy Club.
He's a Legacy Club guy.
Yeah.
Loves to go up there and do a little shot, a toast to the fireworks.
He loves that stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, correcting myself, I said Terrell Owens had a broken leg when he came back for that
Achilles.
Super Bowl. No, I shortchanged him. Broken leg and a torn ligament in his ankle.
Wow.
No, not an Achilles.
Okay, and he came right back.
And he came right back 7 weeks.
He was an athlete.
7 weeks after
suffering
an injury.
Last year, Didn't he? I think he put a tweet up or something that he could still play, like last year.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah, he was in that. My quarterback, man. Is that the guy, right?
As he cried with Tony Romo. He's, that's my quarterback, man.
Well, oh, yeah. Is that what the quarterback was?
Yeah, Tony, even... when he was with the Cowboys. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, he was out there. Yeah. But by the way, great player.
Oh, Terrell Owens?
Great player.
Oh, Hall of, I mean, yeah. Hall of Famer. Yeah. A spectacular
great player. All right. So I mentioned the rooftop. Oh, Rio. So the Rio took some heat when they first opened, reopened up. It was, you know, they were working through some kinks.
Rio is just off strip to the west.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Rio, it's okay again. It's okay again. They really? Just, they're doing some great deals for people. They have listened to the customer, which companies like Caesars doesn't listen. They don't care about anything. Yeah. But Rio has actually, change their whole video poker around. They have 9-6 games, which that means is when people refer to a 9-6 or an 8-5, that's the one coin payout for the full house and the flush. 9-6 jacks was a 99.5% game at their bar and throughout the whole casino. They're trying. They have some good local offers. They had that one time. They even had, if you can bring an offer from in town or anywhere, actually, they would match that offer if you don't have a card there. I don't know if they're doing that type of thing again. But it's also our responsibility here to talk about some good things there. There's a half a dozen there.
Do they still have that? They used to have this. I don't know if they still have it. The Meshuggah zip wire between one building and the other?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
So people at night, I don't know if y'all know this. At night,
looks scary to me.
Yeah, but imagine you know, a zip wire. Now imagine a zip wire at the top of two buildings. So high that it's terrifying. And imagine doing it at night. They used to have it. I don't know if they still have that. Like,
yeah,
and
I don't
people,
know.
I mean, I do not have that gene. I do not have that daredevil gene that these people have. They're like, yeah, let's do the zip. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah. Now, it's nothing like the zip line here.
Oh,
now,
no, this one.
You're still going to probably not make it if you fall off this one.
Oh, no, this downtown. One. This one, I did this easy. This one is.
Speaking of that, and I don't want to go right into a bad thing, but
you're talking about the zip wire, like the downtown area that is enclosed by lights, if you will, downtown Las Vegas. There's a zip wire where you can do one of two things. You can do it sitting or Superman style.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had another suicide. There's like three of them in the last 8 days here in town. And they don't go reported a lot, of course, but just what happens, these did. So this is just the suicide rate in Las Vegas. I talked about it on my podcast yesterday. Boy, we have a big suicide rate. Like, I think Nevada, I went and did a search on it. I think Nevada had like 800, which is a lot last year, 400 of which was actually in Clark County. So not always in the casino, but most of them are. And it's just a sad thing that happens that, of course, they don't want it reported and talked about, but it just happens a lot here. There's no way to prevent it, though. What are you supposed to put up? I know the Luxor had some bad ones in the past, and they put up... So, because it's inside, you know, that they have like an incline on the inside.
Oh, you're talking about jumpers is what you're talking
jumpers.
About.
Jumpers. Oh, yeah. People are, suicide jumpers. But anyway, I don't mean to talk about a bad thing, but it's
that took a turn. Yeah. No, yeah. It's a serious subject.
It's a serious thing.
It's a serious subject. But I mean,
the mental condition is bad. It's not just Vegas. It's other casino destinations too.
I mean, let's be honest. We kind of get why, right? I mean, this is an industry where if things go irresponsible and destitute, like, I mean, it's... Human beings are involved. I get it.
It's in general. Let's talk about some.
Always gamble responsibly is the point.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some. I'll give you a couple stories that I forgot to talk about when I got back from Myrtle Beach. So I was in Myrtle Beach. I was in Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, of course, Augusta, and we had my buddy who introduced me to the Flipper, told me some stories about Flipper.
The Flipper. Tell people who the Flipper is.
Yeah, the Flipper was probably the world's greatest coin flipper, and he wouldn't even touch the coins. He would tell you to bring your own coin or coins, and he would flip the coins. You would flip the coins. He would call the coins. He would also do them too. Like his grand finale was to bring five quarters. He did it with four with me, but he also could do it with five. Five quarters. Give me one of them. He said you flip one of them. Give me four, and you would flip, and he would take the four. And whatever yours landed on, all four of his would be on. So all five quarters would be on the same thing.
Is the Flipper still with us?
No.
How How?
Yeah, he passed.
So that's amazing, by the way.
Yeah, that was his grand finale.
And he never revealed his secrets on any of that stuff.
His son may know. Seth, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, his son may know. But anyway, so he beat, he went around to the big golf tournaments and the big golf Calcuttas, and there were some big ones in Myrtle Beach in the day. If anyone knows the summer shootout they had there, that Calcutta for 30 years that a lot of the pros tried to sneak in. So someone brought the flipper in there, and on that that little clubhouse where everyone would come and make their matches and make their side bets and stuff. Oh, yeah, there's gambling in golf, by the way. Tons of it, especially throughout the South. So Flipper beat so many people for money on that deck that the final thing, and I just heard about this story, was I was with like five guys, and one of the guys that got beat said, "You won't even believe what he did to me, crack." He said, "He beat me so bad and I was done." He said, "I'll tell you what you do. I'll give you a chance." He said, "I'll put up 7,500. He just beat the guy at 22,000. He said, "I'll put up 7,500. I don't know how he came up with that number. 7,500 versus a can of Coke." He says, "You put up a can of Coke, I'll put up 7,500. Flip it up. If you win, you get the 7,500. If I win, I want the can of Coke." Of course he lost. I mean, you know, Flipper won. The guy lost the can of Coke. He's like, "This guy beat me out of 22,000 and change and a can of soda." So, I mean, he was actually one of the guys that
lost.
Did
he ever miss?
As he got older with me, we were at the Cosmo. And I remember him saying, he needs light. He can't do it at night no more.
He needs light.
So he was doing something.
So if he needs light.
It wasn't a gaffe. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't a scam.
So what does he have? Some like super sharp vision?
I know his hands were like butter, so he could feel the coins.
His hands were like butter.
I couldn't believe it. He said, one day at the end, he got a little bit older. He started showing me some things.
So you're suggesting because his hands were like butter. His hands were milky white. His hands were like butter that he could feel the head or tail.
I think so. He didn't tell me that, but he's like, "Crack, feel my hands." I was like, "Holy, I can't believe
the slightest indentation or protrusion in the coin he could feel."
I know. But however, though, I know he won from the Cadillac dealer. He won two Cadillacs. Like, he won. He was in a Japanese steakhouse. He bet 5,000 versus an extra bowl of rice.
This is an extra bowl of rice.
I'm serious. No, these are stories that I was hearing from the people that were there, or the guy that actually lost money to him, or the Cadillac dealer who lost $80,000 in cars to him in, 1989 or 1992, I think he said it was.
Boys and girls, Cadillacs were cool back then.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Those Cadillacs, it's different now. They had the big fins on them. And I'm not talking about the 50s and 60s. I'm talking about, like Donnie Brasco, the Fleetwood Brum.
I don't ever hear people talk about Cadillacs anymore.
No, they don't. They don't talk about it.
Stream of Consciousness with Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Smarter bets start here and last all year long with VSiN Pro. For a limited time, we're slashing the price of our annual subscription, normally $240, now just $199. And when you sign up today, we'll throw in two extra months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day. When you use promo code PRO, get 14 months of access to our daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, exclusive splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 live video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus all of our special edition betting guides. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now and use promo code PRO to lock in 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And speaking of VSiN Pro subscriptions, again, every host, every guest, every play, every sport, available at VSiN.com/picks for all pro subscribers. Haley Baptiste in a third set with Ludmila Samsonova. Haley's got a break point. Come on, Haley. Get it done for us. And in the two men's matches that have already begun, we are up a set in the Diallo match and up a set in the Bublik matches. Two more to go still. We'll recap all the bets next segment, courtesy of G-Bank. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Whole bunch of feedback. Love you, author. R. Johnson, the realist RJ. Gil, have you added or have your eye on any college baseball futures now that we're less than a month away from one of the most underrated events on the sports calendar? FSU, number 2 in the nation. Shout out to Kelly Bidlin, he says. I have not added any since we had Matt Grissom on before the season. We'll get Matt on before the College World Series. I agree with you. One of the more underrated events. Obviously, we hit the Ole Miss at 100-1 a couple years back, which was awesome. So we'll get Matt back on the show for his thoughts heading into the College World Series in Omaha. Jack Olequire. Gil, been happening for years in the Bronx. My nephew, Brian Schmack, was a rookie pitcher for the Tigers in 2003. Had Bernie Williams and Jorge Posada struck out. Williams walks, Posada then hits a grand slam. Coaches told him, welcome to Yankee Stadium, kid. It's a horrible watch. It is. It's so frustrating. Completely changes games, too. Nemesis Enforcer. Wasn't a broken leg, Gil. T.O. had a high ankle sprain going into that Super Bowl versus Patriots. Not according to Google. Broken leg, torn ankle ligament. Jesse Welch. I'm glad Gil mentioned something about Jackson Merrill being incredible. Any chance you'd take a look at MVP for him? I feel like we could look back in September and kick ourselves for not taking nearly 100-1. Jesse, I may be making that bet. He is just that good. Shooter McGamblin. Speaking of docs, apple cider vinegar and YouTube doctors, there's a great docuseries on Netflix about Belle Gibson, a lady who amassed fame and fortune by pretending to be a cancer survivor.
Oh, God.
Shooter McGamblin, you know, that sounds like Scamanda to me. Are you familiar with this documentary, Scamanda? Woman named Amanda. They made the word Scamanda.
Really?
Same thing, pretending to be a cancer survivor.
Terrible.
Will Hill, our own Will Hill, says, crack is throwing 100 on the corners today. Fire emojis. Love this hour. Oh, Raheem Palmer. Raheem Palmer from The Ringer.
Good guy.
He says, one of my favorite betting shows by far. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good guy.
All cracked.
Another good guy.
The numbers guys. Hey, guys. Charlie Hustle news is interesting. Did I hear that website correctly? PardonPete.crack? Is that really the top level domain? .crack? No. .com. Did I say .crack? No.
Could have.
Last name Nash. After last night, shout out to the lady who cashed out her husband's Celtics futures bets after he passed away. She knew all along the Celtics weren't winning it this year. Yeah, maybe she did.
Bert, wow.
And Bert Wiedemeyer. Good morning, gentlemen. So a couple of three things in his Phil Leotardo voice, he says. One, fix your software, sportsbooks. Kudos, Toddy. Two, FanDuel doesn't allow you to parlay the same team twice. If, for instance, not even double headers like today.
Huh.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's weird. Three, if you're so worried about the kiosks, he said, hire someone to police them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tom K. I used to just put an in a meeting alert up so I could listen to the crack hour uninterrupted at work. That was much easier than hiding from my wife, etc. Retirement isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Ah, congratulations on retirement, though.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
We can do a lot more podcasts. I wish
do,
I can
do you look
watch
for,
more.
But do you look forward to a day where you... The thing is, if we retire, we're still betting, right? We're
not. I'm betting until the end.
Yeah, me too. Like, yeah. Right, I mean, I won't do this in retirement, but still, it's like... Do you look forward to that day?
You won't believe this. You're gonna tell me I'm crazy because you do so much more of this than me. I'm happy like this last football season. I was scheduled for 13 different spots a week, and I'm talking either a 30 minute, an hour, a 3 hour, or even 10 minute hits on networks. I'm looking forward to cut that back. I don't like. It's very hard to come up with unique content every single for all these different shows. Now I'm going to be starting up a new we announced it once, but I'll say here. So I'm going to be starting out a new Kelly in Vegas, Kelly and Crack podcast.
Oh, nice.
It was supposed to start already. It didn't, and I'm actually happy. So it's going to start in late August, or maybe for preseason football we'll start it up. All this way I can give out some stuff on there. But I'm actually happy. So I'm going to be committed to that. Speaking of which, I moved my podcast. This is the first week, so people are going to be a little bit surprised and say, hey, where's the... And I usually put it up. I'm on a YouTube feed under Crack Wins. I'm going to do an announcement on that later. I'll put up a tweet, and I'll put up something on my YouTube feed. It's moved over to the Wager Talk feed. They have 202,000 subscribers. I'd rather get it over there because, to be real blunt, it's the Godfather. They made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So I went over. Yeah, I'm over there now. So the Wager Talk feed will have the podcast up. We're doing it live from the Westgate Sportsbook.
Good for you.
We moved that over with John Orlando, and we'll have Randy back on as a guest for football season. So I also wanted to say last week I wanted to thank Paul Matisse. Because I gave out his Derby pick on every show I did. So I was like, it's Paul's pick. Really, I was just looking to blame him if he lost. However, he won it. I don't know much about horse racing. When he said it's going to be the second choice, in my brain, that registered as, oh, it's going to pay $6 or $7. It paid like $18. I was pissed. I was like, wait a minute. He said it was going to be the second choice. $18 for two. That's like, you know, 9-1 on your money and 8-1, I guess, in horse race terms. I was mad.
We should actually say something because both you and Fezzik, so you're on Thursdays with me, Steve on Friday, and it's honestly grateful to both of you for all the time you spent on this. But both of you have sort of generally an anti-horse racing handicapping spin to everything. And both of you came on last week and you both made that very clear. You both expressed
broken
your opinion.
Many a good man.
And so Mike Somich, our buddy Mike Somich here from VEASAN, not only our buddy, but our coworker here at VEASAN, he came on, he hit the superfecta. And
that's so, four horses, right?
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
And so Fezzik very sheepishly says to me afterwards, he goes, well, I guess I got that horse racing thing wrong this week. But, he means it in the long term, obviously, sure. Because I guess.
Well, there could be some value on that type of race, 20 horse race. No one knows about each horse. There could be some value on something like that. But I know one thing. Superfectus will put you in a homeless shelter. I mean, they're 25% hold.
Yeah, well, his reasoning was pretty sound on this one. And so, and my timeline was filled with it. I had to text Somich. I was like, did you hit a superfecta? He was like, I sure did. Wow. I because my timeline
well,
tells
good for
me.
Him. I'm not trying to doubt it.
But anyway, good on Fezzik for also just sort of, seeding that, yes, it could happen from time to time. Yes.
Gil, I don't know if you, like, I'm going to just show you real quick, just for a second. I want to explain to people, too, what I'm showing you. So this is my DMs. The message request of you can the people that request to speak to you.
Oh, wow.
You can go on till St. Smidden's Day here. I can keep going.
St. what's day?
I don't know. I've seen it on The Sopranos. Yeah, St. Smith. But yeah, look, I mean, you can keep on going and going and go, and I'll keep on going. I am telling you, so many people want to get involved and do other things, and they want to do. And what I mean is, like, I've had a dozen people over the last year saying, do you need a runner? Like, I can get bets in, and I can get bets. A, I don't know you. You know me.
Yeah.
B,
you're not trying to be rude.
It's illegal to use runners.
Yeah.
C, who needs runners now? Everyone has apps. Like, that's you don't need someone sitting in the sports book. Now, granted, I understand, like, you may be in a different jurisdiction and stuff, but, you know, like, it's amazing to me that people will think that, oh, yeah, you could trust me. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah. It's no offense. You just don't know them.
Oh, it's no offense at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to say 95% of them are not going to pay you.
Well, you have enough trouble trusting people you know, let alone people you don't know.
Gil, in the late 1990s and early 2000s, I don't know how much money I've been screwed out of from people that were, you know.
You and I both by the same person.
Yeah, course. But I mean, it's times X and X's. Maybe it's a sick amount, like life changing. Mm-hmm. And guys, you're making, by the way, guys that are making money with you. In other words, they're making themselves some good money because, you know, they're actually taking a piece of the operation, taking a piece of the bets. But yet it doesn't matter that they're making $1,000 to $1,500 a week. It doesn't matter. Because if they have a chance to grab 30,000, even though they'll make more than that in half a year and great information, and they can even do stuff with it, the information, no, they'd rather jump over a $100 bill to steal a dollar.
I just this past week also, a guy that I've dealt with, again, faraway places, this whole thing, for years and years, he was just telling me, he's like, I have to have like my childhood friend handle this now because everybody else has stolen money from me.
Everyone steals the money. You can make an honest man into a thief. You get, you know, let the balances get too high.
There is no honor.
You know,
there's no honor anymore.
It's really tough. I can't believe it's 8:40 already. Jesus.
We'll recap all the best bets. More with Crack. He's not going anywhere quite yet. It's a numbers game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back at Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, it's a numbers game. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger alongside, as he always is, for the second hour here on a Thursday. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. Always enjoy y'all's feedback. This is from Backyard Driving Range Pro. He said, you see Paul Pierce walking to work today after that Celtics loss? Yeah, Paul Pierce said if the Celtics, before game two, he said, if the Celtics lose that game, I am walking to work barefoot, I believe he said. So is he following through? Yes, he is. It looks like he is, in fact, doing that. Yes, he's got a camera on himself. Paul Pierce I don't know how many miles that is, but he's walking barefoot to work. Celtics down 2-0 in their best of seven series against the Knicks. ETGDMD, thanks for the Pissarro tennis play yesterday. I got him at +150. I owe you a beer. You don't owe me anything. My pleasure. Ian McDonald, every time I hear Cracks intro music, I want to eat raw eggs, put on my tattered sweats, and run through Philly while waving at everybody.
My man.
Love that. Bobby Geddes, I bowled a 288 last night. Congratulations. He says, to win my bowling league, and my happiness lasted about 11 minutes. Thanks, Celtics.
Oh.
Martin Bernstein, no love for the Giants? Most wins in May, winner, 46-1. Martin, when I gave out the Padres, I considered four other teams. Giants were one of them. Giants, Phillies, Tigers, and Cubs were the other four I considered. Joe C714, love this segment every week. Talk to clients for a living and can tell Bill is a real one. Hard to find these days. Love me some crack. He means Bill Krakenberger. Bama Sluggers, will there be guessing lines? Gil versus Plinko in the fall? I don't know. Kelly's planning on it. And the numbers guys, favorite hour of the week, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Bill, can we still find the show on YouTube going forward? And Randy is such a great addition. Talk about your podcast.
Yeah, no, we're gonna find that over on Wager Talk now. It's up. The new show is up.
Okay.
Thanks.
Let us recap all of our best bets on the show, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSIN. We do this on every show. Every show on the network does. Okay, my bets. I had 5 going in tennis. Haley Baptiste +110. She's up a break late in the third set. Come on, Haley, get it home. Gabriel Diallo up a set, but that one looks like it is going to a third set. He's down a break in the second set. Alexander Bublik up a set is on serve in the second set. The two that have not started, Lerner TN +106. You won't find that price though anymore. So that is not a play at the current price. The one that is a play, Marie Buskova -118. That is a play at the current price against Beatrice Hadaj-Maia on the ladies' side. I made the two NBA series prices on the adjusted series prices after game one in both series. I didn't want the train to leave the station anymore. Pacers +191 looking good now with the Pacers up 2-0. The Nuggets +267. That's a tick below where it is currently against OKC with that series knotted up at 1 game apiece. Also, best bets today on the show. We also had, was it Zach? Yeah, Zach. Rudy Gobert over 1.5 blocks tonight for the T-Wolves against the Dubs. Game 2 of that best of 7 series as it continues in Minnesota. Obviously, the Warriors without Steph Curry tonight. He'll be out for at least a week. Rudy Gobert over 1.5 blocks for Zach today, +130. And then tomorrow, Pacers catching 2, up 2-0 in their series. He is taking the Pacers plus the points game 3 to, in essence, virtually knock out the Cavaliers if they go up 3-0. Remember, no team in the history of the NBA has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. GBank, the official bank of VSIN, courtesy of GBank, all these best bets. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. That's even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. Also, with GBank, you're earning 1% cash back rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cash back rewards on all eligible purchases. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank.
Listen, Kelly's in your ear, right? Because he just sent the text here. That's hard to believe. Pierce also saying on the show that bettors should put their house on the Celtics. So Paul Pierce is saying something like that in the media? To bet to sports bettors?
Kelly's saying something about her. What'd you say, Kelly? He did say that.
Come on. Yeah. I can't believe a professional athlete is saying to sports bettors, put your house on the Celtics. Like,
well,
they're looking for trouble there in many ways.
And here's the thing. Like, at some point, it just becomes like, you know, like if you listen to Paul Pierce for any amount of time, Paul Pierce, great basketball player.
Of course.
Not exactly a guy that when you listen to him for a period of time, you say to yourself, you know, self, I got to take advice from this guy on anything, by the way. I think I'm on good, solid ground.
But isn't there a big problem right now with people, these young kids and stuff,
absolutely,
like going after athletes and saying,
massive.
I had over on your rebound,
yes,
your points, and you didn't do it.
Yes.
You know, like,
he's a retired athlete. He's not even an athlete.
But in general, I can't believe he actually put that on, that pressure on any players or any team or any, you know, I don't know.
The irresponsibility knows no bounds. You are correct.
Yeah, I just don't expect that from someone. I just don't. That has a big name in the industry, you know, in the business. Like you said, I understand he's not going to be the one that's going to be yelled at or personally, but you never know. I mean, Gil, last night I was playing video poker. I put a tweet up, and on the tweet so far, I got 140,000 views so far.
Jeez.
And this is what happened. All right. I was playing video poker. There's a promotion happening. So I was playing and I was losing. I was playing $60 a hand video poker and I was down losing $1,900 at the time. I've been playing for a couple of days. I was probably about even from it's all month. But this particular session, I'm losing $1,900 and I hit a hand pay for $2,300. And my thing is, all right, I'm up $400, but only I know that. I gave the slot attendant $20, a tip for $20, and she scowled at me.
If she thought you're tipping that on $2,300.
Yeah, she's like, scowl. You're really supposed to only give 1%, 2%. I mean, lots of times I'll walk out the door. I've said it on the show. I'll walk out the door, and the only winner will be the slot attendant. I'll lose for the day. Kelly.
That's right. The only winner is the slot attendant.
Yeah. But I was upset she scowled at me. I almost said something, but it's one of the casinos I really like. But what are you supposed to give to someone?
How can you not be upset?
Yeah.
We've talked about this a million times.
I know. Tipping's it's a boring subject to many.
No,
but it happened yesterday. I was like, Jesus.
It's not a boring subject. It's one that, again, it's a cultural divide. People who work here and who live here think that, first of all, that everybody knows you're supposed to tip on certain things,
right?
Which, by the way, is a terrible assumption.
Yes.
Secondly, even on contest wins, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, it doesn't occur to someone who lives in another place in the country, I'm supposed to tip the
school
ticket
teacher
writer?
You talked about. Yeah,
the school teacher. Yeah. Remember that story? That told?
Yeah, of course.
The school teacher who won a jackpot in blackjack and the pit boss tried to like guilt her into a 20% tip. And it took an executive at the casino to pull her aside and say, ma'am, I'm not going to tell you what to tip, but you don't have to tip that amount.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're preying on a 65-year-old school teacher.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I was just surprised. I was actually surprised that someone would scowl at $20. I mean, now granted, it is $2,300. Maybe it's a little short if you're just walking in, but, you know, I'm playing $60 a rattle. It's not like I'm playing a dollar and a quarter a spin and I hit you know, a progressive jackpot. But
did you say something to her?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. No. Before we go off air, you have Fez on tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I was at dinner with Fez at Italian American Club. I was invited to go with a bunch of AP players, advantage players. And there was like, I can say the names. Like Frank B, who was a very, very sharp guy in casino promotions, casino things, and sports. And who was next? Paul Bovey was next to me. Fez was there. Anthony Curtis's partner. Anthony Curtis was there for a minute, but he had a run. But he left his podcast partner there. He was a good, great guy, Andrew. And there was another advantage player.
Who's who?
There was another advantage player telling some great stories about casino wins, and like there was some really good one was like how to time a wheel, how they actually were practicing timing a wheel to win a car, and he won the car.
One of those big wheels.
They were giving away a car and he timed the wheel. He actually practiced. He snuck in there after midnight, like behind, and was practicing the wheel speed.
Like a wheel of fortune, but a vertical one.
Yeah, I related on my podcast to the Price is Right. The Price is Right wheel.
Yes.
That big showcase wheel.
Showcase
just
showdown.
Just to practice that wheel.
Yep.
And sure enough, the guy, he won the car on the first try, by the way. But so
he's back there practicing spins. That's fantastic.
He snuck back there and practiced, and he only had four chances on it. The first chance he got, the first spin he got the car.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. But so Fez put a photo up of, you know, he took a picture of the dinner and me in the background. People are so mean to Fez, but they were mean to me just based on the relationship.
Because of association.
People actually followed me, came after me. They got blocked immediately, but I don't go back at them. I block and move. But
Bill, Fez is so cuddly on Twitter.
Wow, he's such a nice man in person.
I can't imagine why anybody would throw hate his direction.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't catch
strays. Thanks to Frank for paying for everybody, because it was just a nice, it was a great meeting. When got to meet Frank's son, just a great guy. And but Fez, boy, I tell you what, he gets some heat on Twitter. And I don't know why.
I can't figure it out. He's so nice on Twitter.
The poor thing.
Thank you, Bill. You're the best.
Thank you. Thanks,
Money
guys.
Moves is next. Stormy and JVT enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.